I want to begin reading at verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it for the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Now I want you to know that these saints were upon the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar, cast it into the earth, and there were voices and thunders and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Now I want you to notice, my dear friends, here, and this is dealing with what is coming upon the earth. After Jesus comes, raises the dead from the graves, changes those that are left and remain, those believers, those Christian folks who have been saved by the brother, comes and takes them to meet him in the air to ever be with the Lord. Now I want you to know that. Alright, and then, brother, things begin to happen here upon this earth. Because the church is taken out, the Holy Spirit is taken out, God's door of grace is slammed shut upon this earth, and brother, horrible, horrible, horrible things begin to happen here upon this earth, because there is nothing left upon this earth when the church is gone, when the Holy Spirit is gone, and when the grace of God is gone. There's nothing left here to control evil. And evil and sin is going to just bubble over like a cesspool. And God's going to judge it with a judgment. The Bible said there has never been a day like it upon this earth, and there never will be another day like it as long as this earth stands. So we find in Revelation chapter 5, Jesus Christ took a book out of the hand of God, because Jesus was the only one found worthy to loose the seal and open this book. Now in chapter 6, Jesus opened 6 of the seals, loosing the wrath of God upon the earth and those that dwell upon the earth. Now here in chapter 8, he opened the 7th seal. Now the number 7 in the Bible means complete. So from the opening of the 7th seal on to the entire book of Revelation, God's wrath in its fullness shall be poured upon this earth. The 7th seal is open. All heaven was silence. There was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour, and the 7 angels were given 7 trumpets to sound. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of the saints upon the golden altar which is before the throne. And verse 4, and the smoke of the incense which came up for the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. As these of the saints in verse 10 and chapter 6 that was praying to God, and they were saying, "Oh Lord, holy and true, how doest thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" You see, these people have been so horribly mistreated by the inhabitants of the earth that they were crying for God's vengeance upon this world. And their prayers came up before God, and when their prayers became up before God, brother, then God began to say, "Well, just get out of that from under this rock. Get up here on it and watch me while I avenge your blood. And not only your blood, but I'm going to avenge the blood of every martyr that has given his or her life for the cause of my gospel." So my dear friends, I want you to know one thing for sure and certain. Don't feel bad when people persecute you because you're a Christian. Don't feel bad when they think bad things about you. Don't feel bad when people think evil of you because you're serving the true and the living God, my friends. Because did not God say, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I shall repay"? And here God is going in action now, and payday has finally come upon the earth. Now you say, "Fisher, don't you dread that tough one bit, brother? I'm going to be home with Jesus." How about you? I'm going to be with him. I'm going to be with Jesus. And you are too if you're saved by the grace of God. Amen. I told you, when I preached in chapter 6, the storm of God's judgment that began with the opening of the first seal should continue on through the last 3.5 years of the great tribulation. Now, I would like for you to pay attention as this storm continues. And as I read you what the Word of God says here, I want you to notice how that each trumpet sounded intensifies. I mean really intensifies the judgment of God upon this earth. All right. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hell and fire and mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. Brother, they've been battling fires all over the country this year. I am proud of brother, thousands and thousands of acres have went to the flames of fire in Mexico, half of Mexico, the outward part of it is burned down. And we find that everywhere in California, wildfires are burning, the smoke is on fire here just the other day. Well, that don't mean that this time has come upon the earth, but I want you to get a picture of the devastation of what fire can do. The Bible said that this fire, my friend, would destroy the third part of the trees, all the trees upon the earth. Can you imagine that? You talk about a hot fire, brother, this is it. And they were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. There won't be a blade of grass left. I mean, the earth is going to look like a desert place, brother. You see, this is what I'm talking about now. The earth is going to look like a desert place. Now then, and the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain, listen to how it intensifies now, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. Can you vision this? This great huge mountain. We have the Rocky Mountains, we have other great mountains in our world today, but this is going to be the greatest, the biggest mountain that you've ever seen, and that mountain is coming down from heaven, brother, and it's going to be on fire. And it's going to land in the sea. Now listen, and the sea is going to become blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. Now listen, brother, I want you to know the blood of these animals. So many of our sea mammals are going to die when this mountain of fire falls into the sea. That their blood is going to dye the sea red. Oh, my friends, listen. I'm not talking about, I'm reading you what thus saith the Word of God. I'm reading you the Bible right off of the lids of this old book this morning. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. Oh, my dear friends, let me tell you something. I don't care how great a navy we got. I don't care how great a navy anybody else has got, brother. When that mountain comes into the sea and the blood of the mammals of the sea begin to boil to the top and stain the sea as the waves pour in upon the shore and it's red, like blood, brother. And these ships have begun to go down and the blood of the sailors upon these ships begin to turn the water red. Let me tell you, brother, that day is coming in the future of this world. I don't want to be here, do you?
Amen.
Well, I don't have to worry about that. Jesus has promised, I'm coming. And I'm going to take you with me before this happens. And the third person, brother, I want you to notice here in verse 10. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven. Now, notice how it even gets worse. Burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. How pleasant it is to walk out in the mountains and see the clear streams running. How wonderful it is to see pictures of places like Hawaii and the ocean is clear as crystal. And there's a place down where Sister Ruby used to live. You can walk out there and just keep walking and walking and walking. And you're walking in water as clear as you would drink here upon this earth. And I'm telling you, but let me tell you what's going to happen to all this water. That burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water, and the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. They become as bitter as God. People will drop their well, their buckets down to draw water from the well, and when it comes out, brother, it will taste like it's been laced with poison. My dear friends, I want you to know what's in store for the people upon this earth. This, the water, will turn bitter as God. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, and the third part was darkened, and the day shone not, and not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet and the three angels which are yet to sound. You think this isn't bad enough? I mean, you think this is as bad as it's going to get? Then why did this angel come flying across heaven and saying, woe, 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 pronouncing three woes upon the earth? Because there are three trumpets yet to sound, and there is a greater woe and these three trumpets than in all the rest. You see, God's wrath begins to intensify. You see, this is why I keep telling you good folks here at Westside Baptist Church, and I keep telling myself, you better get down to business with God. You better get down to business with God. If they're lost in your family, you better turn them upstream with your prayers and your life and your holy living, brother. I'll tell you, if you've got children in this world, you better prepare them to meet God, because they will, regardless of the state their little souls and their lives are in.